Perfect.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight for another Goblin Beat Goblins Gaming podcast. This week, we'll be continuing our Morkborg mashup with D&D First Edition adventure that Danny put together for us. We're taking on the Temple of Elemental Evil again. I am playing Jotnar, a human paladin, who just leveled up to level 5. Excited about that. I got a lot of hit points. I keep getting weaker in some area. I have very little presence or toughness. But the other people who are joining us tonight, we're missing a couple. We're down a few folks. But Frick, the amazing monk played by Matt, is going to be joining us tonight.
I am Frick. I am Matt. I play monk. Things. I don't know. And I guess I'll also be playing Callan, the elf, who actually has some pretty nifty abilities and can swing a sword fairly well, I would say. So yeah, excited about that. And we got better. Actually did get better, not just different. And so now I'm a level 5. Hey, wait. Do I get something at level 5? Did we forget to talk about that? Do I get a thing? No, that was at 4.
You get 4 and 7.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, I did get some hit points, and I got stronger, more agile, more aware, and tougher. Ready to play.
Yes. And then we also have playing with us tonight the amazing Zal, thief renowned, gnomish thief. Hello, Zal.
Hello. Zal Stampings.
And I will also be playing Navram, Brandon's cleric, who I will mostly have keep Zal alive. Because that seems like a good plan.
And just have him just complain about everything.
He's a cleric of no repute. No repute whatsoever.
That's right.
Last
time someone tried to repute him, we got sued.
Formally apologize to anyone whose eardrums got busted from turning the volume up to hear Alan, and then John chimed in. They're just like...
You don't like my dulcet tones?
No, I love it. It was just a study in dichotomy.
We level the volumes out for all the tracks in post. Oh. Don't worry.
Yeah,
that's one of the very few things I do.
Oh, well, there you go.
He doesn't try to make us look cool or anything, but he makes sure we don't kill our listeners.
We used to do sound effects and like take out the swear words and all kinds of stuff.
Protecting eardrums everywhere.
Yeah, our editing budget has gone down into the crapper over the years.
I think it's natural. It's nice to have like the natural feel of a game, right? Like people don't always have to be constantly talking.
Yeah, sometimes you have 3 minutes of dead silence while we all take a pee break, and I forget to edit that out.
Exactly. it's as if you were sitting there around that table, and all your friends got up and left.
See, if you're listening to the podcast, what you do there is you just get out your phone and start scrolling like you would in real life.
Right. Or you take the pee break along with us in real time.
There you go.
Go refresh your drink at 9:30 in the morning.
That's true. Somebody gets, they could just be like, man, all these guys are touching their junk right now.
At least twice per recording, someone says, I got to go get another drink. I'll be right back. And it's normally Jesse both times.
We got to meet our quota tonight.
That's right. Jesse's probably getting another drink right now.
So we fought a giant crayfish last time.
Speaking of Jesse, he found a giant crayfish with Callan last time.
Yeah.
And you fellas were just talking about taking maybe a little short rest here.
Let's do that.
The crap beat out of you.
Catch your breath, have a drink. Let's roll that up.
So we have to use a ration to do that, correct?
Yes, reduce your rations by one. I'm pretty sure everybody made sure to have those. So
yeah,
using the rations.
That helped.
Well, Jesse has a lot fewer rations than I do. Okay.
Yeah, I'm running a little low. I need to restock when I get back.
I've still got 18 days worth.
Zal, you got 3 hit points and a D4.
Yeah, Navram's toting around almost 3 full weeks worth of rations.
Is it the getting rest button? Is that a short rest?
Yeah.
All right.
For frickin' real.
Oof. Right. Frickin' Jotnar. Got 1 hit point
each. I'm still just 1 short of max, but still, come on.
I'm hurting.
Got 4.
Callan got 3.
Oh, what is your max, Frick?
It's 20.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, fix your token.
Yeah, sorry.
Marty, you guys all have so many hit points. I have 13.
you roll terribly on many hit points rolls.
You're just a little guy. Just a little guy. You can't hold that many hit points.
I guess.
You can dish it out, but you can't take it.
True.
Yeah, that's unfortunately true.
Okay, everybody gets rest. You got a snack. I remember you tried to butcher the crayfish, but failed miserably, right? So that's
just like a bad, bad job.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's dead and nasty, just floating in the water over here.
It's real gross.
My bugs.
We've already searched this room for secret doors.
You don't search for secret doors, no.
All right, well, plus 4.
Well, Callan can almost sink them just by walking around, yeah.
Yeah, we should definitely circumnavigate the place.
Yeah, he already did that.
All right.
When he was...
Well, my presence just got worse. I'm going to try it.
Roll presence check.
No, I roll the actual find doors, first edition find doors roll with D6s normally for you guys when you go through rooms.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like that. It's like passive perception, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we should probably head north then.
All right. So, are you planning to go and deal with the bad man who's hiring all these monsters? And
yeah, I mean, we already got rid of their gnolls, and then we killed all their bugbears. Hopefully,
yeah. Those bugbear rolls were brutal. Brutal bugbear rolls.
Like, Jotnar needs to be in
the front. By the way.
I think Callan needs to be in the front. Honestly, he's the fighter.
That's why I've got Navram in front of me. Notice Zal is hiding right behind him.
Frick's doing the same thing.
Callan and Jotnar.
Yeah, I've got them selected as a unit.
But we are kind of slagging behind Zal and Navram.
Jotnar, you with your massive number of hit points needs to head up this way.
How many hit points does Callan have?
Oh, I got him. I got Navram hung on the corner there.
He has 2 more hit points than I do right now.
He's stuck. He got impaled.
I mean, he's got 22 maximum. He's only got 19 right now.
Yeah, I got 19.
Jesus, guys. Traffic jam.
So which stuck. Way do we need to go? Straight all up right, ahead?
So you've gone north. You went north from the crayfish. There's this little small... southeasterly tunnel. You're taking that. That's where the gnolls told you to go to find the guys that were running this place.
All right, we're going this way, and Zal is kind of keeping an eye out for booby traps, trip wires.
Yeah, Zal, good idea.
The booby traps?
Got your back. If you find a good booby trap, let me know.
I haven't walked right into it in months.
this is becoming a very familiar conversation.
I jumped outside the wall and I can't get back in.
No, there's a secret door. He found one.
I can't get back in. I jumped outside the wall.
All right, I'm going to check this door.
For the secrety traps.
Yep, looks good to me. Go for it, Jotnar.
So rolled a one again. On the die. Hold on, let's see here.
Hold on.
Hold on.
One on the die.
Let's see here.
Only good can come from this.
In well, we're meantime. Having this pause of conversation. Right. I encourage Sarah everyone to support Red Wolf Conservation. Red wolves are the most endangered canids in the entire world. Less than 100.
That's cool. You know, one of the native. One of the. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Native to the southeastern United States. So look into Red Wolf Conservation.
They have red wolves at the zoo here in Durham at the Museum of Life and Science.
All right, so that door is not locked, and Zal tells you for sure it's not trapped.
Okay. Well, step back, guys. I got this. I open it, you know. So I'm a dumb paladin.
Okay. I actually don't even have a door there, do I?
No, I don't know what that is. I thought it might be like one of the rock things it that looks, slid down.
Looking at the map here, it looks like I gave up on doing the... dynamic lighting in this part of the dungeon for some reason. That's funny.
You're like, they're gonna be dead by then anyway.
They'll never make it this far. This is hilarious. Awkward. let's see here.
Let me quickly. That's when Danny went to sleep one night and was like, I'll do that tomorrow.
Right. Let me quickly draw in the walls here.
So let me just say, when you come to Durham to do your Red Wolf viewing at the Museum of Life and Science, you can also pick up some Birdsong Brewing Rewind Lager on your way in through Charlotte Brewery there.
And delicious. I'll just say, when you come to check out the Red Wolves who are at the Reflection Riding Arboretum and Nature Center on Lookout Mountain in Chattanooga. On your way out, you can stop by Little River Brewing, get yourself a Moon Pie Lager. Moon Pies, made in Chattanooga. Chattanooga is the home of Moon Pies and Mountain Dew. That's right. Everything that you love. Right here in Chattanooga. Everything that you love.
Moon Pies, 20
brought
seconds
to you by the Chattanooga
microwave.
Tourist Board.
Chef's kiss.
Moon Pie and an RC Cola, man.
Hey, RC Cola is also Chattanooga.
Yeah. Isn't that like, what is it? Two somethings and a microphone?
Two turntables?
Yeah. Moon
Beck
Pie and an RC Cola. No. Okay.
Pretty sure he's from Cali.
I'm opening the door.
Is he? All right, you may open the door.
Oh, RC Cola and Moon Pie, a song by Big Bill Lister.
Yeah. All right. You open the door. There is a room. Another door.
Here's one.
Sorry, apologies to listeners. RC Cola originated in Columbus, Georgia.
There you go.
I think Double Cola was in Indiana.
Cool. All right, this room begins to slant upwards as you go further east, this room slash hallway. Everyone that goes into this room, make me a presence check as you come in.
Oh, yeah.
Big six.
12.
Jotnar. Ooh. Okay.
Zal sees some stuff.
Yeah, Zal rolls a 20. Zal, you can hear off in the distance to the east very, very, very faint sounds of nature. Like if you kept following this, it would eventually go back up to the ground level.
Ooh, okay. So I'll let them know that that's a potential exit for us since our...
whatever we're going to fight's behind that door, so I'm just going to move back over here.
Guys, if we have to run, we run that way.
Oh, you're right. Let's move right over here.
Yeah, there you go.
Let me have everybody who's still got a light going reduce your oil or whatever by an hour. Or
I'm really hoping you wouldn't remember that.
I don't have one going. I think Navram does, though.
I do. Yeah, do some.
How much oil does everyone have left? We should probably.
This is Navram's last hour.
I got 5 hours left.
Okay, good. I'm going to my last hour. I had two. I'm going to one.
I can lube you up.
No, is that 100% whale oil? I only like to be lubed.
Oh, God.
I saw this thing where somebody, some artist had like melted together a bunch of hammers to make a sculpture of a hammerhead shark.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, it's a hammerhead made out of hammerheads. And then someone said, okay, now do sperm whale.
Yeah. Man, nice. Disgusting.
All right. Hope he does. Next. Would you like to open this door?
Zal, will you please check this door for traps?
Sure.
Man, Jotnar will never just walk through a door, will he?
All right. 17.
Okay.
It's good.
wait, you you seem like you're still assessing.
Let's see, the room, I mean the door rather, seems fine to sell.
Okay. All right, Callan, you ready to do this? All right.
Let's do this.
Opening. Stepping through.
That's disappointing.
Unless something happens or I hear something right when I open it. Smell foul. Okay.
You see a passageway going north when you open it.
Hey.
That's about all you see, really.
Val, do you want to sneak on ahead?
Why would I do
we
that?
Can ambush something? Well, we were doing that earlier.
Now that I know how many hit points you all have, I'm not doing that anymore.
You do have that elven cloak of hidiness.
I gotta see you.
I'm not telling you you have to do it. I'm just saying that's why they were having you do it.
I do have an elven cloak of hidiness. All right, yeah, I'll sneak on up a little bit ahead and scout.
Okay, let me roll for your sneakiness to see how well the cloak works.
Right.
Okay, you get up there to the north and you hear you see a room that's breaking off to the west there. And you hear mm-hmm. the sound of men like playing at a game of dice. It sounds like you hear.
Sounds Jenga. Like they're. Sounds like they're rolling initiative up there.
Aye, they'd be tossing bones.
All right, Zal, I'll come back and let them know. Is losers need die.
Does Navram have any air of effect spells?
He's got the hammer. Magic hammer.
You can affect a small area at a distance.
What if he had a spear and magic helmet?
You do have someone has a magic shield and he has some magic arrows.
I think Navram's got the shield.
He does. I have some magic arrows.
Let's just go kill these guys.
Well, do we want to? Do we just want to roll in and fight, or do we want to try and bargain with these guys? We were able to buy our way out of one fight.
Let's see how many of them there are first.
What if we drew them out, like threw a pebble or a rock up there, and had one of them go check it out, and then attack them
at range?
Down the corner.
Who all has range?
I have a bow.
I've got a crossbow, but I think it'd be better just to roll in.
Yeah, just run in and just charge them. We don't have any idea how many there were. Like, Zal, were you when you were listening? Did you?
I mean, it's got to be more than one. I doubt somebody's playing dice by themselves.
Okay. Well, we could roll it up on a like room full of baddies.
But
St. Cuthbert's going to protect me, so why not?
All right, so what's your plan? What are you guys doing?
All right.
Rolling in.
Rolling in, weapons out.
All right, wait, just a second. So what do we know about these guys? They've employed bugbears and gnolls.
Uh-huh.
And what were they having the bugbears and gnolls do?
I guess help guard the other areas. We didn't really find that out, did we? Sounds like they had some prisoners. They were capturing people. We did find prisoners.
Oh, go ahead.
From the prisoners, you know that they're waylaying merchant caravans and taking the goods and building up money and troops and stuff here.
These are mercenaries of some sort, playing games of chance. I mean, they could be bought off, but do we want to buy them off or fight them?
All I'm saying is they had a pretty dang well stocked armory over there.
Yeah, the gnolls told you the bosses were over here, and they didn't pay great.
Yeah, take them out.
All right,
let's just do it. Because I mean, whatever. We're either gonna give them a lot of money.
Yeah. We'll take them out. We'll take over, and we'll pay better.
So I think let's go ahead and get in formation in the hallway, and then what we'll try to do is set that formation up right as much as we can up like right here, and just try to charge in.
Do you guys want me to like sneak up and try to take a pot shot at somebody and draw some down into the hall, or do we just want to run on in?
I like that idea, Zal. I like that idea, Zal. Let's just do that, because then you get one shot off if you feel like with your crossbow, which is pretty powerful, and then that can make the difference. Let's do it.
All right, is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, so roll my stealth. I want to go right up there to where I can see one of them, and then I want to try to sneak a pot shot off.
Right in here somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, can you see?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. There's four of them sitting at a table playing a game. They do not seem to notice you.
I put my hand behind my back and wiggle four fingers.
All right.
At the others, and then I'll just target. I guess probably the one here.
This guy on the right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you know what? Since they didn't notice me, and this one's sitting across, I can maybe get a good shot, like right at his face. I'm gonna shoot him in the face.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna draw him a crossbow and let go.
Joink.
Oh, an eight.
An eight. The crossbow bolt flies right past his face and clinks against the wall. They all jump suddenly. The guy here in the back says, "We're attacked! Two arms, men!" And grabs his own weapon and starts heading that way.
Zal says, "They all have two arms!"
You can move up to 15 feet, or up to 20 feet, Zal.
This is a perfect place for Zal to stay.
Alright. Okay, everyone roll initiative.
They see me rolling, they hating, trolling, they trying to catch me riding dirty.
All right, roll those initiatives.
I did.
Good job. All right, well, three of you are going before these guys. Makes things interesting. All right. Callan, what would you like to do?
I'm going to rush forward into danger with no self-preservation.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Rawr, yell. How many attacks do I get?
He just disappeared.
Two.
All right. I'm going to attack this first guy here at the corner.
All right.
No hot buttons for this, I guess.
He does, but they're...
Yes.
He decapitates the first guard with a vertical strike. And you can... he's still got 5 feet of movement left if he wants to step forward and attack another.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do.
It kills this guy, too.
Hey!
All right. Fortune favors the bold.
These guards are... Their faces are just either covered with blood or shock at this point. As two of the number have been beheaded by this deadly demon elf. The bodies fall to the wayside.
Have at thee!
Jotnar, you hear shocks and shocked gasps and cries of anguish. And this disturbing sound of Callan's laughter.
All right, I'm charging forth. I'm going to rush forward to come to my party member's aid. I'll go to here. If I can get that far.
You can't get there, you can get here. So.
Where can I get?
To where you're at, right here.
Oh, okay, cool. And I can attack him across the table like that?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. Flail to the face.
Oh, 23 for 6. You cave his face in, but he stumbles back. The sense has been knocked out of him, but he's still somehow barely alive.
Tell him I don't get another attack for 2 more levels. So you're lucky.
All right. Navram.
Alright, Navram can make it to there. He'll pull out his light crossbow and try to fire past his friends at the this guy.
Okay, the guy in full armor.
Yep. An 18 for 6.
That's also a hit. His armor absorbs some of the damage, but he is still hurt.
Huzzah!
Alright. And then it is their turn. This guard who got flailed to the face is going to attack you, Jotnar.
Mm-hmm.
And the other howls. Like, loudly howls.
Uh-oh.
And then,
what?
Shut him up.
Yeah, and then charges over here to Callan. Let's see. The guard attacking you, Jotnar, he attacks with a sword that does a d8 damage. And then, Callan, you're being attacked by a fellow who does a d8 plus 1.
You mean damage, I should actually type in 1d8 plus 1?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll do the calculation.
All right. Well, Jotnar failed to defend, but takes no damage thanks to his armor. And then Callan defended just fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Zal.
Zal go murder.
Well, my short little legs won't get me all the way in there.
You got your
but
crossbow.
I make it to there, and I'll fire at the wounded one, try to finish him off with my crossbow.
All right.
12 for 2.
Grazes him. His leather jerkin catches some of the damage for him, though. He's just a breath of life barely left in him.
Right.
Frick.
Can I make it up to one of these guys?
Nah, you can make it around to where Zal is. You were kind of way down there.
I just kind of make flailing motions.
Okay. You don't have a dart or anything?
I do actually have.
Oh, didn't you get a sling or something like that?
I do. You're right. I do have. I can sling a dart at him.
Use your jock strap.
Let's see. You know, ranged attacks. Well, if you haven't marked his range, it does it for you. Never mind. But that uses presence, I think.
19 for nice. 2 on the bloody guy.
Oh, yeah. You hit him with the sling right in his formerly flailed face, and he falls. Blah.
Nice.
All right. It's a new round in Callan. You're facing off against the apparently the leader of this little squad of guards. What would Callan do? I think that, who's that, Matt? Are you playing Callan?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, what would Callan do? Callan would just like go, not go anywhere. I mean, he would just like swing his sword. Yo ho ho.
Oh. Ooh. Fumble.
And he would then use an omen.
Would he? Or would he just not worry about it because he has a backup longsword?
Oh, he would just not worry about it. See what happens.
All right.
Roll that beautiful beam footage.
Critical failure. See what happens. Right, you drop the weapon.
So I could spend the rest of my action picking it up.
Yep, or he could just pull out the other one he's got on his back and attack with it.
Okay,
that's a free action.
An action. Okay,
it would not.
That's what I'm doing then. I just say, right. I didn't like that sword anyway.
God blocked it out of your hand.
Is it? Oh,
13 for 6. 13. Yes. His armor absorbs some of it, but he takes the brunt of the damage and begins to bleed through the armor plates. Jotnar.
Jotnar can tell this foul beast is bleeding and hurt. And so, with a flourish, he jumps up onto the top of the table here.
Oh, yeah. Knocks the
winging
dice.
Winging his flail. For the head. 13 for 1.
All right. You make contact, but his armor absorbs the damage for him.
I distracted him for you. Now finish him.
Contact is the answer. Right. Is the Navram. Reason.
All right, Navram runs up to where Jotnar was standing and swings his Morning Star at the dude.
Oh.
19 for 8.
Yeah, he crushes the guy. He's barely standing. Dents in his armor. Obviously cracked some ribs, maybe punctured a lung or 3. The guy's not long for this world. He takes a ragged breath and calls out again, and you hear people running down the hallway. His friends start to come to his aid.
Like, Lieutenant?
That's not good, right?
No, it's never good.
Lieutenant Diane, what happened to your legs?
All right, some type of lieutenant, and 3 more of those guard fellows come charging in. Let's see, this guy right here is going to swing defiantly at at Callan, rather. Let's see, D8 plus 1 damage.
Callan. Yes.
He defends successfully. Yay. The 3 guards in the back here all fire like crossbows. One at Jotnar, one at Navram, and one at Zal. It's a D6 damage.
Mm.
To the 3 of you.
All right.
Woo.
Jotnar. Wow.
Navram doesn't defend, but his armor is good.
All right.
Nice. Zal defends. All right. And then the fellow in the lead here does not have a ranged weapon. He flings a dagger at at Frick for good measure.
Oh, it's a D4 damage. Here.
He lobs it.
He's a tall guy. He sees you back in the back and just like flings the dagger at you. It's a D4.
That's what you get for hiding in the corner.
Well, that doesn't even make sense. I failed.
Okay. Hey, monks.
He pins you to the wall for 2 damage. Do you have the mill? You don't have the ability to catch projectiles yet. That's level 7.
Yeah, that's level 7.
All right.
Two
damage. And Zal.
That. Zal dodges the big guys and crawls underneath the table.
Uh-huh.
To come around on the backside of this guy.
Okay.
and then I try to stab him in the back.
14 for 8 total damage. Yes, you kill him. You stabbed him in his one remaining good lung. And that's all it takes to kill him.
All right, and then I crawl back underneath the table and hide behind Navrum.
Okay. Frick. This guy threw a dagger at you. How dare he?
And I have this guy. Fist of Fury, I say.
I say, old chap.
21 hits. His armor seems to absorb the damage and scuffs your knuckles.
Feeling this is not going to go well.
Missed the second one. Yep. All right, but now it's Callan's turn.
Yeah, I'll move back to make room for my friend Callan.
All right. But he's going to attack the same guy.
Yeah. 18 for 6.
18. Yeah, that hurts him. His armor absorbs some of it, but not enough.
And then 13 for 5.
Yeah, just take some more damage. This guy is quite hearty and hale. However, he still seems like he's well in the fight.
Sip him up, Jotnar.
Jotnar sees him and takes a step to the edge of the table and leaps into the direction with the flail coming, swinging, and coming down on top of the guy's head.
Yeah, I'll give you plus one damage if you hit.
For 4.
You do hit.
Hey, 5.
Yeah. His armor is less able to absorb your damage because of the WWE move that you just pulled off there. That damages one of his shoulder pauldrons. All right, Navrum.
He's going to run around the table over here and try to engage this guard.
Okay. We can do that.
He's swinging his, what does he have, a morning star at the dude. Oh, nope. That's a miss.
That's a real Navrum roll there.
Yeah. It's almost like Brandon's here.
pulled a real Navrum there.
All right. This guy in front is going to attack Callan. It's a D8 plus 1. The other guys are going to foul forward. Two are attacking Navrum. They're both D8s for damage.
Okay.
Man, I don't know if I'm going to take that or what.
It's 4 damage. I think he's going to have to take it.
I'm just like, you know, spend a omen.
An omen wouldn't be enough, unfortunately. Yeah. It only makes a 4-point difference, right?
Yeah, and Callan needs a 14 because of his armor.
Yeah.
Well, Navrum fails his first one, but doesn't take any damage.
And Jotnar's getting attacked by a D8 as well from one of the guards.
Oh, Navrum takes a lot on that one.
He takes 5 damage, yeah.
Sheesh. Wait, so did Navrum get attacked twice? He only got attacked once, right?
No, he got twice. Navrum got twice.
Oh, so some of these guys have 2 attacks. Is that what's happening?
No, Jotnar's getting attacked once. 2 guards are attacking Navrum once each. And then the lieutenant guy attacked Callan.
Who attacked me once? I only saw 3 baddies.
There's one here. There's 4 one here. Baddie. There's one here.
There's I see. Right, so those 2, there's that one that's attacking Navrum around the corner. I couldn't see him because he's like behind my little green token. Okay. 8.
Didn't do so well with the defense rolls on that round. Mm-hmm.
All right. And you guys hear a door open. And you hear a deep male voice say, "Who dares attack?"
Did we have the gnolls?
This nightmare. The gnolls are not happy with your payment.
Shit, Saron.
Go for his eye.
No. Break the ring. Break the ring.
It's a tall fellow in plate armor with some kind of unholy symbol hanging from his neck. He's holding a staff in one hand.
Oh, shit.
And like an aura of magic surrounds him.
Parlay?
I'll be right back. I have to get another beer.
Alright, all 3 minute pee break. That's no, one. I'm just kidding.
That's one.
He that right. He points at let's see, at Frick.
The Frick. Everybody,
I don't know, everybody's calling you out. And says, stay. You need to make a saving throw versus magics.
How do you even make a saving throw?
You are a wizard.
What?
Level 5.
No.
You're a monk. Monk's kind of thieves, right? So you're level 5 thief. You need to roll a 12 or higher.
But where so even is the saving throw button?
Oh, there's not one.
D20, I guess.
Yeah. If you look under handouts, there's a saving throws chart. That's how I know.
So, right, so do I just roll straight D20.
D20? Yep. You need a 13.
I just don't feel good about this. And there's a reason why.
A 7. All right. You are held in place. You can't move. I mean, you can still attack if somebody was in your space and all that, but you can't move in any direction while he holds you.
So, like, his legs are locked?
Yep. That's right. All right, Zal.
I jump up on the table and say, pick on someone your own size! And then, as like almost an afterthought, I try to stab this guard over here fighting Navram.
Okay. So you were yelling at the guy at the end of the hallway?
Yeah. So, stab the guard. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Jump back down off the table.
All right. Frick.
I guess I'll try to launch
a bullet from your sling?
Bullet, yeah.
All right.
Sorry, I gotta mark off the bullets. All right. I'm gonna get fired at this guy right here.
All right, the closest guard.
Yeah. All right. Oh, crap. That was wrong. Hold on. Sorry. I was on the wrong character sheet. I wonder why it said arrows.
Just click it. Click the attack.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Click it. Oh, 17. There. Good job. All right. Yeah, you beam him. He grunts and says, ow, what the frick?
You freaking deserve it.
All right, that's Callan's turn again.
All right, other character sheet. Longsword.
Is he attacking the lieutenant guy?
Right in front of him, yeah.
All right. He swings again for 6 damage. He's cutting this guy up, but he's still in pretty good shape.
What the hell? Longsword again. Right. Damn.
He blocks at that time.
Jesus.
Jotnar.
Jotnar's having a beer.
No, I'm right here. I'm not having a beer. All right. Well, I am.
So, Callan attacks this guy a couple more times. He's still in pretty good shape, though. And you've got 2 other guards next to you.
Yeah, maybe I should focus on taking out the guards.
Big baddie up here. I'm wondering if I should run up there and attack the guy. Keep him busy so he can't.
Yeah, you can't get through these guards right now. They're blocking the way.
Basic Final Fantasy strategy.
Well, I'm going to attack the guy I've been working on here that's hardy and hale.
Lieutenant?
Yeah.
Lieutenant. No, that's not Final Fantasy strategy.
Yeah, well, I don't care about that. I'm taking down the leader. Maybe the others will run away.
Let's see, because they do damage.
Oh, omen time.
You're going to spend an omen?
They can't do damage?
Unless I can, like, really. What other? I have a Morning Star. Would Morning Stars do a D8?
Mm-hmm. They do.
Okay.
Let's I guess I'll roll just the table.
Oh yeah. What is the worst thing that can happen on the table?
The weapon breaks.
Yeah.
Okay. There's not like a you die or you lose an arm.
No.
Okay. All right. So all right. Roll. Yeah. I'll roll on the table then.
All right. You are counterattacked. You take a D2 damage.
That might be I'll worse
for you. You take two.
All right.
All right, Navram. Somebody just put a sword out here?
Yeah, that's Callan's sword he dropped.
Okay.
All right, Navram's going to attack this guy to the south that got darted.
Okay.
With his Morning Star.
Nope.
That just three again. Another very Navram attack.
Yeah.
Come on, Navram.
Three every time.
We need all you right to be Mervan.
Turning it around.
Yeah.
This guy decides to be bold and he jumps up on the table to attack Zal for a D8. And then Navram, Jotnar, and Callan all get attacked. Navram and Jotnar, it's a D8 damage, and Callan, it's a D8 plus one.
How many does Navram do? Just one?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Man, this is not good.
All right, that was better.
All right, looks like Zal defended. Navram defended.
I'm going to spend an omen. Would that help me? That wouldn't help me, would it?
No.
No, I would not.
Can I reroll?
You cannot reroll. Well, I don't think.
It says omens, maximum damage, comma, reroll, comma, minus d6 damage, comma. Oh, I could do minus d6 damage.
Yeah, you can do a reroll or minus a d6 damage, either one of those.
Wait a minute, I could have done minus a d6 damage a minute ago.
I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah. I don't know if it's worth it, but
For three? Probably not.
Well, it kind of is when you have 17 hit points.
It's up to you.
Just do it. Or not do it.
Don't do it. You're a paladin. Your faith protects you.
Hey. You know what? I've decided, after like a lot of consideration, that would not be realistic during this fight to not do it. All right, so
oh my god,
I'll take three.
All right, you got to take the three damage. Okay. Oof.
I thought you said it's not. I'm really confused.
I don't know. I don't know what happened there. All right, and then the big bad guy struts down the hallway.
It's a concentration spell, right, to hold me in place.
Yeah, it is.
Good.
And he pats the lieutenant guy on the shoulder and heals him.
Yes, I knew this was going to happen. We got to take out the healer.
I didn't know he was a healer.
We had a dark staff thing. Oh, wait, no, the guard did that to the lieutenant?
No, the guy back here, the big.
The big baddie. Yeah. The magic man. Some sort of holy symbol or something.
We got to take out the little guys so that we can focus him down.
Yeah, that's called Final Fantasy strategy.
All right, Zal's going to try to stab this guy that's up on the table. I'm like aiming straight for his kneecaps.
All right, the guy that's trying to action.
Can you aim that high when he's on table?
Yeah, of course I can.
When he's on table.
Yeah. Aim for his ankles, man. His ankles bleed.
That's pretty decent damage. I think I will spend an omen to make that hit, because this is not time to be playing around. And that then gives me the backstab as well.
11.
Ooh, yeah, you kill him. You backstab him in the kneecap to death.
Yeah, so I used my sword and I cut his knee out from under him, and then when he fell onto the table, I just dagger through the heart.
Three or four times, just like this.
Yeah.
Frick just kind of goes, "Ah, I was going to punch him."
Oh, yeah, he was right in punching range, wasn't he?
Can't even move. Right.
Frick. You can move, Zal.
Oh.
Zal, are you good?
I guess I'll try to sling his shot.
Yeah, I'll stay back here and like, pull on Frick's legs.
Slingshot this guy right here.
All
right. Oh, wait, if I slingshot this guy right here, could it break his concentration?
It could, yeah.
Fuck it, I'm going for it.
All right.
Nice.
Oh!
You rolled one on damage, but that's awesome.
Crit.
It reduces armor.
What are you thinking? You're gonna leave it where it lies there with the two damage?
You can spend an omen to max it.
Max it!
Spend an omen to max is what, to four?
Eight.
It'd make it eight.
Two. Right,
it'd be
eight,
four
eight,
times two.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Omen.
All right.
Turn to eight.
Let's see. Yeah, you crack him right in the armor somehow. It does damage it, but he's got like plate mail on, so of course the damage reduction doesn't change the first time it gets messed up.
Okay.
Does it break his concentration?
It probably does. Let's see here. It does.
Nice.
We're now able to move.
That was clutch.
I do, just because I can.
All right. And then it's Callan's turn.
Sick, Frick. All right.
Thanks, man. All right, Callan's like, damn it. Gotta just heal this guy. I can't move past this guy to get to him, though, can I?
You cannot. They're blocking the way. He and this guard right here.
I'm going to hack away at that guard, though.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, shit. Hold on, my doorbell's ringing. I'll be right back.
Fudge.
It's the third one of these we've had.
His doorbell's ringing. All right. Well, since he's away, I'm going pee as well.
Is there any way to like edit this to make this go away? Change it into a success?
Yeah. How do you get rid of that? He didn't see it.
I'll be right back, too. I can't believe his doorbell rings. 10:30. Well, it's 9:30 their time.
Yeah, maybe like late Amazon delivery.
Oh man, everybody disappeared. Holy crap.
Yeah. Well, everybody was like, his doorbell rang. This is our chance.
They just disappeared like it was April Fool's Day.
And then I was like, he's got a 7-year-old and other children. Like,
yeah, I can't believe that was an Amazon delivery. Why did they ring the doorbell?
I actually called it then. That was the first thing I said, late Amazon delivery, but I was kind of joking. That's ridiculous. Yeah. They would ring your doorbell.
Yeah. All right. So Callan, he hasn't even rolled the attack yet, has he? Oh, no, he fumbled.
Yeah, but he hasn't decided about what he's going to do. I mean, he's...
Matt!
Everybody's fumbling. That's like the third one we've had.
It's the third fumble attack, yeah. All right. Well, John's back, at least. We're still waiting on Matt to decide what to do about his fumble attack.
No. Well, when you left, I was like, well, since he left, I'm going pee.
It was Amazon delivery. Matt, like,
that is crazy. At 9 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
Considering that Matt's fist cannot break, I mean...
No, this was Callan's longsword. And this is his last longsword.
The other one's laying down over here.
He's pretty much got to use his omen.
Well, either that or somebody hands him a weapon.
All right. Jotnar, what are you going to do?
Let's see. I'm going to focus on... I'm guessing Frick and Zal are coming up here to wail on this guy. Has he been hit yet?
He's been dinged with a sling.
Yeah. He had a sling ding.
Got the sling ding. And so, I'll hit him and then I'll concentrate on that guy.
Okay. That's a miss. Navrom.
All right.
Really need two attacks.
Yeah, I guess Navrom's going to keep swinging at him as well. Hopefully him dodging Jotnar's flail swing will distract him enough for me to roll better than a 3. Hey!
Oh, a 12. Look at that. The minimum necessary.
Hey, listen. A win is a win.
Yep. All right. That's
is
a hit.
Is he bloodied now, maybe?
Yes. Yes, he's bloodied. All right. And then it's going to be the bad guy's turn, but I want to wait and see if Matt's going to manage to see if Matt will manage to kill this guard here before have him attack.
I think Matt's like envisioning that maybe you are sitting there watching like a telegram performance, someone delivering a late night message.
Yeah,
perhaps. Yeah, inviting you to a murder mystery.
I'm just going to have Callan. I'm going to remove one of his omens, which he only has one. So now you have zero. And I'm going to have him attack a second time with his sword.
Yeah.
That's what he would do. And he would attack one of the guards, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. It's going to be a miss. He's a lot of omens, though, so he can't spend another one.
We're missing.
All right. Navram's going to get attacked for a D8 by this one guard that's left.
Navram is?
Over here. Yeah. Jotnar is going to get attacked by another one for a D8. And then Callan is going to be attacked by the big lieutenant guy for a D8 plus one.
Ooh!
Thankfully, I defended.
Navram didn't, but his armor absorbed it.
And Callan defended. And it didn't matter anyway, because his armor was going to absorb it. All right, and this guy over here is going to heal the lieutenant again.
Wait, his concentration was broken, though, this round.
It was, yeah. Yeah. And now you see the wounds on this guy knit back up a lot.
Dang.
All right.
This is horrible.
And then it's Zal's turn. What you got, Zal?
Well, I can't really get to any of the others, so I guess I'll try to finish off this guy here.
This one guard. All right.
Yeah, that'll free up some of the others maybe if I can hit him. Nope.
Oof, it's a mess.
So you get it, Frick.
Alright. Well, since Matt's still not back, I'll have Frick attack.
That's what he would do.
This guy as well. Let's see. Misses and misses.
Oh.
Both were minimum damage.
Wow.
Callan. Yeah, he's Callan as well. Matt's just missing all the things.
Callan would attack the guard right here.
Yeah, he'll attack this guard. Maybe you guys shouldn't be letting me roll these. He misses.
No, let me. Oh.
He swings again. A critical success. For maximum damage. He
just cuts that guy in two.
Yeah, it totally kills him. All right. Move him out of the way. All right. And then it's Jotnar's turn. All right, Jotnar, there's only three foes now.
Okay.
One beat up guard, a lieutenant, and then the super bad guy.
Beat up guard and super bad guy. I could let frickin' Navram kill the beat up guy and then go attack the super bad guy ahead of turn.
Well, but you have two more swings at this guard to try to kill him before he attacks again. So,
or I could finish him off. So, can I pick up this sword and still have an attack? Just so it's off the ground in case I need to use it or give it to somebody?
No.
It's right next to me. Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right, then. I will flail the little guard.
All right.
In his bloodied state. 10.
I did really good while I was gone. Missed.
Not really. You missed 3 out of 4 shots.
Wait, what? The fourth attack was a good one, though. Mm-hmm. You missed a round and a half.
Sorry.
Right. Navram.
All right. Navram's going to try to finish off this guard with his Morningstar.
I was using the bathroom, getting a drink.
This will make a great story.
That's a hit. It's going to be no damage, though, because the guy's armor is going to absorb the 1 point. Unless he wants to spend an omen.
I don't think we do on a...
Not without a backstab.
Yeah.
Well, you could spend an omen to maximize the damage to make it 8.
I would make it an 8. That'd probably finish him off.
That's a guard.
Yeah. How many omens does he have left?
He's got 2. He hasn't used any.
I mean, Basil, this is quite possibly...
Right. Yeah, let's do it. He'll use 1. He did just brag about what a great story this is going to be.
All right, he crushes the guy's skull and he dies.
Oh, 2 people left, guys, at least for right now.
Just in time to keep him from attacking. All right, Callan gets attacked by the lieutenant. It's a D8 plus
Come 1. Come on, man. There's other options now. Don't you want to, like, see what it's like to attack somebody else?
Spread the love, man.
All right, and he defends.
Yes.
And this guy steps down and attacks Navram. Let me make sure I get this right.
2d8.
It is... no, 4d6. Plus 2.
Ooh.
That's 4d6. That's 4d6. Oh. Against Navram.
Just a straight 4d6.
Yep.
This guy isn't like undead, is he?
He's not. When he strikes, the staff glows and flashes.
Unholy power!
Please make this.
Oh, that is not going to make it.
Oh!
13 doesn't make it?
No, he needs a 14.
So he's got to omenize.
So, guys.
Omenize.
Or spend a shield.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. You can spend a shield.
I'd spend the shield.
Do that.
It is 18 damage.
Yeah, so he's going to soak that. Or, I mean, I guess it just splinters his shield.
The shield explodes. Yeah. All right.
You guys.
He says, curse you and your god to Navram. All right, Zal.
Everyone should have brought more shields like I did. Now I have no spare shield because I gave mine away.
That's true. Everybody was laughing at your 2 spare shields.
I know.
Shields
if we'd all
back.
Just brought more shields. Anyway.
All right. I try to use the advantage of the flash when Navram's shield goes up in smoke to try to sneak up and stab this dude in the side.
All right. Oh, 13 for 14 damage.
Zal says, curse you and your mother!
Yeah, you stab him good. He is hurt. He's not bloody, but he's hurt. All right, Prick.
I mean, when I stub my toe, I'm hurt. Saying.
Right. Yep.
Fist of Fury.
On the big guy.
Yeah. Ah, dang it.
It's a miss.
Fist of Fury again.
I hit. But his armor absorbs pretty much all the damage from your fist at 2.
Yeah, so that's the problem with the low damage rolls in this game. Like, you never really actually hurt somebody.
Hey, I got a question. Like,
Monks are good against a lot of low-level people.
When we were fighting the bugbears and we had them blocked off in the hallway, they just poured in right past us, but we can't pour in past these guys.
Well, there used to be a square. Yeah. There used to be a square to move diagonally through or something.
All right, I'm going to attack the big bad, I suppose.
All right. So Callan is, he's attacking the lieutenant or the big bad guy?
The big bad guy.
Okay. All right.
Oh my god.
And you're another out fumble.
I tried to pick up the sword earlier.
All right. You want to roll for it, or do you want to omen it? What do you want to do?
I don't have any omens left. I'm out of omens.
All right.
Callan's so out of omens? He didn't omen last time. He chose not to, remember?
No, he did. He did. He dropped the weapon. All right, so he can spend the rest of his turn picking the sword back up again. That's his fourth fumble, I think. Third or fourth.
It's awful.
All right, yeah, it just gets slapped out of his hand. You fool, you should run, says this bad guy.
Yeah, probably.
Jotnar. What you gonna do? Keep an attack.
Attack this guy. Stand right here.
Concentrate.
And then attack this guy.
All right, attack the main guy.
Mm-hmm. He can heal.
The big bad evil guy.
Yeah, big bad evil guy. I have not hit the broadside of anything lately, so.
Man, another fumble. Let's continue that trend.
Oh my gosh.
We've had so many of those tonight.
We've had five at least.
All right, are you going to roll on the table or what's happening?
I don't have another weapon. Oh, I do actually. I didn't roll on the table. I rolled on the table last time, so I do have a Morningstar. So,
yeah, you just took damage.
I just took damage last time. Yeah, so I'm gonna. Yeah, whatever. I'll keep my omens and I'll roll on the table. I can do that.
Okay. You dropped the weapon.
Pick it up.
Yep. I'm gonna pick it up.
I think instead of boiled linseed oil, we were using like WD-40 on these halves.
Can I pick it up?
Or you can replace it with your other weapon. It's up to you.
Okay. I'll just pick it up.
Alright. Navram.
He's gonna try to smack the big guy.
You guys are gonna work on this big bad guy.
Fumble.
How about a 7?
Ooh. It'd only been 1 damage anyway, because the damage roll was terrible. Alright.
Mervan, you suck.
The lieutenant steps up to further distract you guys and attacks Callan again, a D8 plus 1.
Why move? He's just going to keep attacking me.
I don't know his mind. And the big guy attacks Navram again. It's 4d6 again.
Oh, good lord.
Navram, heal somebody before you die.
Fuck.
Callan fails. Looks like 5 damage.
Navram succeeds that time.
I guess I can just let my shield go.
You can.
No, I'm not going to this time.
Yeah,
I'm going to wait.
I feel like Navram has a spell.
This guy's swinging a big stick over here.
Well, he's got the spiritual weapon, but...
Yeah, let's get that thing out.
It doesn't do anything.
It was doing pretty well against the bugbears.
Let's have him do some healing before he dies.
It attacks at a distance. That's really what it does. All right, Zal.
He stays around if he dies, too.
What you got going on?
All right, Zal's going to dance up past Callan here into the hallway and try to stab the guy from behind, the big guy.
All right.
Fumble.
A 12 big guy stab. Big guy stab. 10.
Oh, yeah, it hits.
Wow.
Zal's damaged this guy.
And then I back up.
He turns and says, "You'll regret that, gnome."
Regret that, gnome.
All right.
As well.
Fist of Fury. I should probably
fist of. It sounded like fist of futility.
I'm excited about the damage roll.
I did too. All right.
Fuck.
Two misses, unfortunately.
It was just the futility.
What's Callan going to do? Just a futility. All right, Callan switching his attention to the big guy.
Yeah. God bless.
Yes, with a 7.
Holy shit, what happened?
He's fucking rolls.
With an 8.
Roll 20, you suck.
Go ahead and kill us. I mean, because we're done.
Oh, God.
All right, you got it. Next turn.
I'm done.
Come on.
Jotnar.
Ridiculous.
What you got?
These rolls are awful.
Hey, St. Cuthbert.
Never seen the like.
We need your help. I am surrounded by a lieutenant and a crazy purple priest. I'm going to attack with my flail.
He says, "My name is Lareth, you fool."
Good God.
As he slaps your weapon out of the way. 9. Navram.
He's going to say, "St. Cuthbert will protect you, Jotnar." And he's going to attempt to cast Cure Wounds on Jotnar.
All right. Presence roll.
Oh,
he rolls it easily. So it's like a D8 hit points or something.
Yep. Do you want to roll it, Jotnar, or me?
You can roll it, I guess. Roll it 20.
All right.
Yes.
Seven. That's a lot.
That is a lot. All right. Feeling a bit refreshed.
All right.
Yes, St. Cuthbert will protect us.
Then the lieutenant attacks you, Jotnar.
Just in time.
It's a D8 plus 1 damage.
All right.
And the big guy shoves past Callan to come over here and tries to hit Zal.
Wait, I moved Callan there so he couldn't get past me.
Yeah, there's room if just one person stands there to get by.
He's strong.
Jotnar defends.
Zal might be saying goodbye and good night.
I'm sorry, man. I tried to block him.
That's all right. I've gotten in my licks if I go down.
Think.
Oh, you succeed. Ooh. Oh, that was terrible damage, too, for him anyway. Yeah, nice. You'd have been fine either way.
He would have been fine with 8 46. Less hit points.
Yeah, he would. He would have been fine. Comparatively. All right. Oh, wait. It's your turn now, Zal. Let me get this guy cornered.
Yes. Backstab his ass.
Do
I say, "I only regret not hitting you here first." And then I swing right for his nuts.
Okay. Oh, yes.
The nut scissor slice for 10.
10 damage.
And then, while after my blade slings free, I just kind of calmly do a cartwheel backwards 10 feet.
Oh my God.
Calmly.
He groans and clutches his plenties. They're not good anymore.
I just love the idea of seeing a gnome calmly cartwheel backwards.
he's beat up now. Frick.
Say, "I just want to punch you."
Come here.
Aim for nuts.
Yes.
Yeah, you hit.
Yes.
And some of that damage goes through that 4 damage. You hurt him.
Try
again. Nice.
Oh, you hit him again, but that's not the his armor absorbs that damage, unfortunately. But you stagger him a little bit. All right, Callan.
Step back.
No, I'm going to move down to here, actually.
Zal's voice gets real low, and his eyes gleam, and he says to Cal, "Finish him."
Try my best. It ain't been going so good.
Cal have a weapon?
Nice.
So great.
Yeah. 9s and 10s are not going to do it.
Fucking shit, man.
Well, does Callan have rolls. A weapon?
Yeah, he does. He has plus 3 to his attacks. That means you're rolling like real bad. 6s and 7s.
Yeah.
I think Callan did pick up a weapon.
He still has a sword.
Yeah.
I was just trying to make sure I didn't need to throw a sword to him.
Okay. Jotnar.
Alright, well.
Don't buzz. He's hurt.
I think I need to try to just say, "See you later, Lieutenant. You don't interest me."
He's not even
come up here.
Okay.
Flail. 18.
Yes!
10 hits. That hurts him. He staggers down to one knee and then stands back up.
All right. Move back out of the way so Navarum can get there?
Yeah, unless they can't stand in the same space and attack and then leave.
I'd maybe move back down to here.
Okay.
All right, Navarum. Attack that lieutenant. Right. Oh, no, you're going to attack the bad guy, too. Big guy. Everybody says we initially have to hit.
Come on, Navarum. Let's have...
Holy man, attack from behind.
Time for a Mervan roll. Yeah!
Wow, the damage.
He hits. Does he have any planks off the armor?
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Does he have omens?
He does. He has one.
Do it.
Maximize it.
He'll spend it for eight.
All right. You bring him down.
Mervan.
Never pulled his morning star up and says, Saint Cuthbert.
This lieutenant guy says, I yield. He throws down his sword and lays down on the ground.
Very well. Take off your plate mail and all your weapons and leave it here as a gesture of fealty.
Callan's going to come down and check out the sword.
And you'll let me go?
We will retain you for questioning.
He just lays there.
We won't kill you.
That's right.
I'll kill you right now and take the plate mail off of you, or you can take it off and be a lot too joyous.
Is that Fritz? Who's talking to him? Who's talking to his
Callan.
Okay. I was going to say, be like, your punches won't get through my armor.
Yeah, no, it's Callan with a sword to his neck.
Right. Okay, all right. So he does it.
All right. Okay. Pick up the sweet D8 plus one sword.
It's just a regular sword.
The frick.
Yeah. Okay, you guys want to do the loot finding?
Heck yes.
Yeah. I just want to point out that Zal did 34 damage to that big dude.
Yeah, Zal won the battle. That's really what happened.
That was a
lot
of damage.
To point out that Jotnar did 5.
Super I like sweet. To point out that Jesse sucks ass for not being here to make better than me.
All right. How many guards did you guys kill? 6.
There was 6 guards, 2 leaders.
Well, there were 9. There were 7 guards, 4 to start with, plus 3 more.
That's right.
No, it was like a leader and 3 guards, and then a leader and 3 guards.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, 6.
All right. This cat is trying to make me kill her.
Well, first of all, why do you own a cat?
So, that's true. That's a valid question, Matt.
I was hoping that magic user would target Zal, because he gets plus his toughness versus spells, and my toughness is 4.
So, while we're sitting here doing some calculating, I, as a paladin...
Yep. Too late.
Yep. You get 20. You find 20 gold pieces on everybody.
All right.
The sergeant guy has a gold necklace worth 50 gold pieces. The lieutenant has 29 gems in his purse.
Dang.
Each gem is worth 100 gold pieces.
What?
And he has a platinum chain around his neck worth 1,000 gold pieces.
Good lord, that guy was rich.
With a 500 gold piece topaz set into it.
So a platinum necklace worth 1,000?
Yep.
And a 500 gold piece topaz.
Yep.
So what is it, how much gold did the lieutenant have?
His purse was just full of gems. He didn't bother carrying coins.
There was like 20 gold pieces and then something, and then 29 gems.
Yeah, 50 gold pieces.
Oh, it was a necklace worth 50 gold pieces.
Yeah. All right. And then you guys going to go into the master's chamber and look at all his crap and everything? Okay. Yeah, and there you find...
I hope we deleted his browsing history.
A silver serving set. It's like silver serving pieces and goblets and all that. A silver serving set worth 4,000 gold pieces.
This is awesome.
An alabaster box worth 800 gold pieces. And then everyone make me presence checks as you search around and all that stuff.
Clueless, I bet. Let's see. Yep.
Got a 7, an 8, a 17.
Lazelle.
Two more. 14 and...
Navrom. I had closed out his character sheet. Give me just a second.
Okay. An 8. All right. Well, Frick, you find with your 17... You find hidden in a cabinet a piece of jewelry. Let's see. Yeah, a piece of jewelry made with matched fire opals and a gold chain with diamonds chips in it. Altogether worth 15,000 gold pieces.
What?
Yeah.
All right. I just put it on.
Okay. All right. On the leader guy's body, you find nine platinum pieces and a black opal worth 1,000 gold pieces.
Seriously, where did these guys get all this money?
Hey, yeah. Danny, the lieutenant, yeah. Does the plate look like it's still in decent shape?
It is not.
It's cracked one level.
Yeah. The armor on the big guy, though, appears to be magical plate mail.
Oh, sweet.
When you guys examine it. Okay. It is plus one plate mail. So nice. It's extremely hard to damage, and it reduces your defense roll that you need to make by one.
Do you think St. Cuthbert would want his paladin to have this? As long as it doesn't seem cursed.
The staff he was using, I just want to point out that monks can use this, is a staff of striking. Here it is. It grants plus two bonus to attack and damage rolls, and it has six charges. When you hit with an attack, you can expend up to three of the charges to add an extra d6 damage per charge you spend.
Do they recharge after, like, a rest?
Every day at dawn, it regains 1d6.
That's sweet.
Charges.
Yeah, I think I'll take that. I mean, I'm just going to take it.
Hey, it's a freaking staff. Yeah, I got the plate mail, too, if no one objected.
I mean, the only other person that would wear the plate mail would be Navar and Callan, and they're not here.
That's true. Yeah.
Navrom can't wear heavy armor, so it would just be Callan, but he's not here. Yeah.
Well, if Callan wants my chainmail after he comes back, I'll give it to him.
You have to make a macro for it.
I can't. I tried to do that. I can't do that.
Do you do that with defense too? Like with plate mail plus one? You just like would add that to the defend macro? Or
You can do that, or you can just like every time you check we'll just know. It's one less than it says. Let's see. Yeah. So that's everything you find in there, along with some notes saying that he is working for the Temple of Elemental Evil. Evil.
Whoa.
What?
This must be the link.
So he was sent here by somebody at the temple, so you guys should probably go check that out.
Yeah, especially now that we got all this good loot.
Right?
It's going to be a couple months before we get to that, because we're going to have to travel to somewhere that's going to give us a better rate of return on this merchandise.
Dude, when you hit with that staff, you can do 3d6 damage in addition.
That's right. You can do 4d6 plus 2 damage.
Yeah.
So the way that staff works...
He was expending a charge every time he hit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was just using it nonstop. Matt, let's see. You can use it. You can use that for one of your attacks. Your extra attacks from your muckness, which still have to be your hand to hand attacks. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, staff, if you spend the last charge.
Second attack.
And Zal is going up to level 5 now.
Oh, yeah. So the charges only expend if you actually hit. So if you don't actually do damage to somebody, they don't expend.
That's
you can just choose not to use it. And just hold it one charge. I've
seen at this level.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to roll Getting Different.
Yeah, if you don't spend a charge, it's just a d6 plus 2, which is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the fact it's
d6. Oh, you got crazy. Real good is what
Look
you
at
did.
Those rolls, man.
What?
D6s and a 5.
Damn, dude.
Anything go down?
Nope. Everything, all 4 went up.
Wow. Nice. What's that put you at?
Strength is 2. Agility is 2. Presence is 4. Toughness is 5.
Wow. I think you're the best out of all of them.
I don't know. Callan has ridiculous scores. Too.
He doesn't have a 5.
That's true.
You guys don't know what tough is. I've got 4, 3, -1, -2.
Boom.
Boom.
Still walking around.
And that's the correct HP gain for my guy, right?
The D6, yeah, it is.
What does strength give me again? I don't understand.
Exactly. It makes it easier to hit with stuff. It gives you a bonus to hit.
Oh, that's the plus 4.
You know, now that I've got the staff striking, I'm actually really sad that we're not.
Oh, that we're taking a break in this game.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, I got plate mail. That's what I wanted as a paladin. And that's like plate plus 1.
Yeah, I knew you were going to be excited when you got that staff, Matt, this whole time. I've been like, man, he's going to be pumped when he gets the staff and then mad that there's nothing else to hit.
So, yeah, so conflicted. Because I wasn't expecting to get any items. I never expect to get items.
When you finish a campaign or finish a chapter or whatever.
Well, I'm a monk, so I just assume.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. See it. It's one of the perfect magic items for a monk, and that's the way the original campaign was written too. Was that's what he has?
Wow. I mean, you know, you've been holding that in your back pocket this whole time. You've just been waiting.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, I mean, that was so Morkborg is a lot of fun. It definitely simplifies the process. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it takes away any nuance. It's kind of like if your rolls are bad, there's not really anything much you can do about it, which I guess is the downside.
Yeah, I mean, you got the omens, but they're very limited.
Right.
But you really do have more survivability than it seems like initially, because with shield, I mean, you can basically reserve your shield to absorb all of like a damage, and then you get the omens to save you as well, and then defense. Right. Comes in pretty. I mean, I feel like we did pretty well overall in defense roles.
And there's some things you can do, like, you know, Jesse has the hard to kill, which, you know, he can turn a death into unconsciousness, and so he's actually a lot more survivable than he may seem. He can sacrifice a shield, and he's got omens.
Fighters work really well with this. Like, I feel like fighter worked really well. Obviously, rogue with Zal's character worked really well with the mashup. So I think like those core classes, I guess, were kind of like straight lace classes work well. I felt good with the paladin. I don't know, maybe it's just the way paladins are supposed to be, but like I felt like at 5th level, I wanted to do more damage. You know, and like get another attack in or something.
Yeah, you don't get that till 7th level. Which, I mean, you guys aren't that far away from, really. If we play this again, you know, if we go into the temple, you'll definitely hit 7th level pretty quick. You all get one bonus XP for finishing off the moat house, by the way.
Nice.
All right, so I'm a 2 already.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So Zal, you're at already at one extra.
I'm at one extra what?
You all get a bonus XP.
You're at 5.1.
For defeating the moat house.
You're 5.1.
Oh, nice.
That's an easy way. Any easy way to do what we're doing with experience too is you can give bonus experience for you know, completing big things or doing something great.
Yeah. All right. So I'm not putting the +1 plate mail or the staff of striking into the group funds,
right?
Since you guys already claimed those.
And the fire about the opal necklace with the diamond chips.
The 15,000 gold piece.
15,000 gold. I think we should discuss this. Especially since you're a monk.
He's like, this is my necklace of austerity.
By the way, I'm a monk.
I'm mostly joking.
You can walk around with
mostly.
It. You can walk around with it till you guys sell it.
Where? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. You put it right down the sheet, but yeah, until we sell it.
You know what I thought? I thought we were going to get in contact with that guy who got away with our gold. Since these guys were bandits, I thought maybe he was with them and we'd meet back up with him in the dungeon.
Oh, yeah. And the guy that attacked you.
Sweet revenge.
When you were leaving the moat house the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you guys meet him now, it'll be a complete disaster for him unless he's leveled up a lot.
So, let me ask you guys this. Sorry.
Go aboard. Cobort the fighter.
We'll do it in a minute. I'll ask after we're done recording. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
All right. Any other final thoughts on Temple of Elemental Evil so far? The Merkborg 1E mashup that I've done.
I love.
Fine with the mashup. I feel like this this thing has given us like ridiculous money though.
Yeah. Yeah. So the money comes from that's the D&D first edition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the money was an XP point.
Yeah, can we hire minions? Minions, yeah. Thing versus. Yep. Oh, we're gonna hire some minions.
Yeah, that sounds cool. And buy some sweet stuff. I think okay. Just comment on Temple of Elemental Evil so far. I know this is just like the moat house, but I really I like the dungeon like a lot. I like the use. There's like secret doors all over the place. There's constant battles and fights. I think all the encounters lends itself well to Morkborg because that system runs fast.
Yep. Yeah. Agreed.
The there was only really two traps in that dungeon. One was the slime that fell on you when you first came in. That's just basically guaranteed to get you. And the other one was the false doors that closed the tunnel off.
Yeah. So we found both of them.
Yeah, you found both the traps. Yeah. That's right.
Good on us.
Yeah, Zal was failing all the time, but he was failing at the right time. He was never trapped.
I don't know what you're talking about. I succeeded the whole time.
Yeah, as far as I know, like, you're the perfect thief.
Danny, did it have a picture of the big bad that we just fought in the module?
No. It does describe him, though. Let's see. His name was he was known as Lareth the Beautiful. He was young and handsome and well endowed in abilities and aptitudes. Let's see. Lareth, he was a human, obviously. That's pretty much all it says about him. He was wearing that plate mail with the staff of striking. And then he had the strange holy symbol that you guys didn't recognize.
Right, I was trying to find a good picture of him to put in the book. Because that took up a whole page, so I've got like room for a big one.
Right.
I almost feel bad for him now.
If you could do an action shot of him hitting Callan's, not Callan's, but Navram's shield and the shield exploding.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. What does his holy symbol look like? Did Jotnar or Navram recognize it?
No, only because there's not a picture of it anywhere. It doesn't describe it. It just says what it's for. So I'll wait and see if it describes one of them later on when we get to the next section of the adventure.
All right. Would something like that work, Danny, that I put in the chat?
Let's see. Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, if there's no other comments about this, well, we'll say bye to Craig.
See you, Craig.
Bye, Craig.
Bye, Craig.